Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for February 21st, 2024. So there's really not much economic news coming out this week. That's where we're seeing mortgage rates basically flat. Remember, on a daily basis, these things would go up maybe a quarter of a percent, or the last couple of days, they're just trickling up and down just a little bit. So I'm going to give you some of the economic news that came out today. I'm also going to go over how much do you truly need for a down payment if you're looking to buy your first house. We're going to go over that as well. And then at the latter part of this video, I'm going to show you one part of the market. I don't even know how to explain this. It's going to be detrimental to the United States, the housing market, the credit markets, and even you, me and you financially. This is going to be devastating for a long time. I'm going to go over that as well. So without further ado, let's get over to it. These are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. Is this your rate? Well, they're not my rates. Okay, what happens is Mortgage News Daily surveys lenders all over the country, ask them these five questions. They are, if you had somebody buying their first house, okay, first time home buyer, it's going to be their primary home, and it's a single family home, just a one unit property. You might be like, Dan, that is me. But there's two other things. One is these people have a 780 credit score. Is that you? That might be. Now, here's the part about this that really throws me. They're putting down 25%. I hate to say, but nobody right now, unless they're buying a rental property or an investment property, nobody's putting down 25% in this market. So how much do you really need when you're buying your first house? So let's go over that, because the economic news for today is nothing. Really, the FOMC is coming out today showing us their minutes. I don't think that's going to be any surprise to anybody. So without further ado, let's get over to this. This is where, how much do you really need when you're putting down? So you mentioned, you know, a lot of times I mention, you know, these people are putting down 25%. You might need this, but what do you truly need? How much do you need to put down if you're buying your first house? Well, it's pretty simple. If you're looking at a conventional loan, and again, this is going to be your first house, you only need 3% down. Okay, that's probably one of the lowest other than VA and USDA that offers zero down, but these are really tough to get. To get a VA loan, you have to be a veteran with good standings. And to get a USDA loan, honestly, you have to be in a specific area. You can't make excess money. They're really, really hard to get qualified for. And your debt ratio on this, they'll only go to about 40%. So many times people call for this, and then we end up putting them into some other program. But here, right here, is how much you really need when you're putting down or trying to buy your first house. Let's start with a conventional loan. Again, that is you need a 620 credit score to qualify. That's the minimum credit score, and you have to be a first-time homebuyer. Basically, what that is you can't be on title to another property within the last 3 years. Okay, so that's that one. Then you look at jumbos. These loans are like $1 million plus. If you're looking to buy into that market, you're going to need at least 10% down. Okay. And then we're looking at FHA. FHA is 3.5% down. How do you qualify for FHA? Well, 580 credit score or higher. And then basically that's it. You can buy up to a four unit property. Yes, a four unit property with only 3.5% down. And then we get to VA. VA is zero money down, even if you're buying a four unit property as well. So you can buy a single family home, a two unit, three unit, up to a four unit building with no money down. USDA, you can only buy a single family home with nothing down in this area. You can't buy a two unit, three unit, four unit, anything of that sort. Okay, but you don't have to be first time home buyers for these. And if you're looking to buy a second home, in most cases, you're going to need at least 15 to 20% down. Some lenders will offer 10% down. The rate is sky high. So the more money you put down, the better the rate here. But usually on a second home, you're going to need at least 25% down to really, really get a good rate. So that's basically the guidelines on how much money you're going to need if you're looking to buy your first house in 2024. So now let's get over to an area that really ticks me off. And you guys know this. What is that area? Well, it's when the government just starts giving money away. Now, I know I'm going to get flack from a lot of people out there with student loan debt. And I get it, folks. You got duped when it comes to student loans. Maybe your university duped you and they promised this grand jury of, you know, you can come to our college and get this great education, get out of college and make $100,000 on your first job. Well, most of you found out that isn't the facts. And you're stuck with a ton of student loan debt. Well, the Biden administration's trying their darndest to get that forgiven up to $1.2 billion. So what happens when they forgive that? Well, you as the student loan person, you don't have to pay it. The college got paid in full. So who's eating this cost? Well, the taxpayer. The next thing is, We have also a $95 billion aid package just got approved recently. You can see the date down here, February 13th. So that's $95 billion. Again, it's going to a good cause in this situation, Ukraine and Israel. But again, you add $95 billion, we're talking billion, on top of another $1.2 billion. You're almost at $100 billion in basically giveaways over the last, which was just, administrated through over the last, 30 days or so? Okay, so that's adding, you're already ballooning national debt. Look at this thing up here. It was $32 trillion not too long ago. Then it hit 33. Now we're hitting 34. We're going to be at 35 by the end of the year. So at what point, what administration is actually going to have the balls to come in here and actually do something about this? The problem with that is they're going to be out of favor when it comes to voters, because if you're a student, you're want student loan forgiveness. I get it. But it's not helping the country, folks. And I understand where other countries need assistance, but not at the detriment of our financial demise here in the U.S. So those are the areas that I wanted to talk about today. So based on the news that we have, which is nothing today, what's going on in the bond market? Well, right through here, not a bad day. Okay, I love when this number is green. You can't see it because I have a green screen, but as long as that number's up, I'm giving it kudos. Why? What we follow here on my channel is what in the heck's going on with mortgage rates. So the biggest thing we want to follow is MBSs. What is an MBS? It's a mortgage-backed security bond that trades on Wall Street. That's yield on this bond is the biggest percentage of your mortgage rate. So as this yield on this bond goes up, your mortgage rate's going to go up. If it goes down, your mortgage rate's going to go down. So that's why we follow this bond. Right now you're seeing it's up 6 ticks. What does that mean? Well, as long as the bond price is going up, that's good news. Actually, it means rates are coming down. There's an inverse or a yin-yang effect. So we like when the price is going up. This isn't really going to move the market. So rates right now on the 30-year fix is 7.11. The markets right now are up 6 basis points, meaning this isn't going to do anything. So we're completely flat right now. But once Wall Street opens the Federal Reserve's books that they have today on the agenda right through here, they're going to go through the minutes. They'll publicize, or they'll come out in the market and say, oh, we didn't see this, or we didn't recognize this, or this is good news. So you will have some market volatility throughout the day. But I'll give you an update later this afternoon, because at 2:30 Central Time, we will be live answering all your first-time homebuyer questions. So if you're out there, remember at the beginning of the video, I said, here's mortgage rates for those people that hit those 5 criteria. Well, if you're one of those that don't hit that 5 criteria, what do you need to do? Can you figure out, can I qualify in this market? And what interest rate would I qualify for? Well, visit us at therateupdate.com. My name is Dan Frio. I'm a licensed mortgage advisor, licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you. I work at a federal bank. That means I'm federally licensed throughout the whole country, so we can lend at the bank. Plus, we're set up with 73 of the country's largest mortgage companies right now, so I can offer you their programs and their rates. Where else can you go with one application pool, one credit pool, and we'll shop you up to 73 different lenders? How do we do this? Well, how do you get started? Go to our rateupdate.com. Here it is. The simplest way to get started is click the Apply Now button up there. You're going to click it, answer a few questions, then we're going to assign you to a specialist on our team that specializes in exactly what you're looking for. Or if you scroll down through here, what you're going to do, you're going to find all kind of blogs, mortgage calculators. You got to check out these calculators. Then you're going to find our 800 number as well as my email address. You can give us a call at 1-844-775-LOAN or email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless, and I hope to see you here this afternoon at 2:30 Central Time for our live event. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you like my videos, please don't forget to do that right down below. Take care, have a fantastic day, and I'll see you at 2:30. Bye-bye.